Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County, season 18, reunion part 3. And I have to say, as far as reunions go, this was a great one. Really and this has been the topic the whole season. Fucking Alexis. God, I just after this watching her on the couch trying to like berate Shannon. God, I just think she's such an idiot. So
She's always been an idiot, though.
they start bringing up the fact that Shannon, she offered to pay the full amount with a mutual non-disparagement agreement. And what that means is Shannon ca can't talk shit and John can't talk shit. That's all it means. That's pretty standard. And it's stupid because John has been going, she's disparaging my character, da 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 da. Well, that's your solution. That's the solution here. You want like to have her stop. She's agreeing to that. She's agreeing, let's end this here. I'll pay you what you think I owe you, and done deal.
We sign a paper and we both shut up. Yeah, we're
I mean,
done.
I really gotta be honest. It also doesn't really sound like she was under the impression that I was alone. Because I think he kind of went back on his word there and twisted something
After the fact, and he said
after the
he
fact.
sent her a he sent her what was the term of that? It was a like a promissory note or something that was, but it was after the fact, like it was
It was
after.
well after the fact. It wasn't like, day of or whatever. It was like in it was well after, what had ever gone on. You know what is also a bit nasty? She they were obviously in a relationship, John and Shannon. Like you can't disprove that. Alexis called her friends with benefit.
Yeah, because she said that they were, because Lexus goes, no, you weren't together as of Thanksgiving 2022, and they went on a show out. They went on like one of those junkets that they were doing for the show or whatever. And she goes, well, then that's friends with benefits. And then Gina said, what do you mean that's friends with benefits? They were in a relationship, so that can't be friends with benefits. They were in a, like, you can't Yeah,
call it that if
exactly.
they were in a
Yeah,
relationship.
exactly.
Whatever she has in her mind, but she keeps harping on the fact that Shannon's a liar and that they weren't together when technically they were.
Yeah, they
So
were.
whether you liked it or
Yeah,
not,
exactly.
they were still
She's just
together.
so stupid.
Yeah, she is,
She's
but
just an
she just
idiot.
gets these things. She gets like her bee in a bonnet and she's all like, I want to protect my Johnny J, and yeah, that's all I want to do. And But really, her sitting on that couch in this episode, like she just dug herself into this fucking hole. Like
yeah.
anyone who might have liked her before, I don't think anyone in their right mind would ever be like, oh, I'm a fan of Alexis. No. After today, no.
I never liked her before either, I'll be honest. But even Andy jumped to her defense too, right? Like,
Yes.
and that's the whole thing, is Andy's supposed to be Switzerland, and he's Yeah,
supposed to be
he's supposed to be
neutral. Oh
neutral.
yeah.
But and the thing is he had to point out to the fact that, let Shannon speak, because Alexis wasn't doing that. She wasn't letting her speak when she wanted to, and she just kept trying to cut her off, and he kept she and then Alexis got all mouthy, saying, well, you're giving her the opportunity to speak and not me. And he's like, okay, well, say what you want to say, do you know what I mean? And
You'll get that
yeah,
opportunity
too.
too. Yeah. But it's funny because he definitely didn't, because there were multiple people going at Alexis, and I loved this. Because if I was on that couch too, I wish more of the ladies were hopping in. But like, good on Emily and Gina just fucking tearing into Alexis too. Because whatever what was going on, like, actually, I felt terrible for Shannon in this episode. Like, she really held her own in that conversation and being like berated by Alexis about, your past relationship. And now, your ex-boyfriend, he's all happy, he's doing horrible things to you, and you've got to sit on this couch and defend yourself. And all this awful stuff. I think really good on Shannon for not, like, if that was me, I would be crying on the couch for sure. And then I really liked how Gina and Emily really stuck up for Shannon. And they were going after Alexis too. They got right in there. And then Alexis made this comment about them. Oh, I don't need Tweedledee and Tweedledum coming at me. Oh my God, Emily, that was so funny. She goes, "Don't call me dumb." Like she was just making like a dumb comment. Don't call me dumb. You're the dumbest girl I've ever
She
met.
is really dumb. She is, I have to say.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. Okay, and you know what? Another thing, John and Alexis make it out to sound like Shannon is so obsessed with John, and she's saying all these terrible things about him, and da 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 da. But I have to say, if I was in that situation and she was a lot nicer than I would have been, for sure.
I
I would
agree.
have
Me
said
too.
way worse about John.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think she was going after him,
Or
or
it gave had character assassination
yeah,
or took, yeah,
right?
no, it's no, not at all. She didn't. If anything, he did. Like he's
Yes.
why is he on the show talking about his relationship with her? And
He
then
wants
what they're
airtime.
well, he
He
does.
wants
He
to be in
wanted
the
he was
spotlight.
that's why he was there to begin with. He wanted airtime.
But he even made a comment. He said to her, he said he what he said was, he said, "You know, Shannon, what I did was I gave you a loan and I know that you're not like, you know how he was talking about her and how he said like the words that he said don't even sound real. Like in a conversation, you would never have a conversation with someone like that. Or say that, you know, what I'm telling you is that I don't like your behavior." And she said, "Well, yeah, okay." And he said, "Well, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna bring this up anymore. And you know, you basically owe me the money." And she, but who talks like that? Nobody does. Nobody does. And it was really funny that Andy asked, I think it was Heather, like, do you think that John wants to be in the spotlight? And she goes, she's sitting right beside Alexis, and Alexis kind of like peers into Heather, like, oh, like almost like trying to like intimidate her, like, don't say anything. She gave her this micro look that I caught on to. And Heather goes, yes, I do think he wants to be in the spotlight. Because he does. Like, what a fucking weirdo. Like, ugh,
And
whatever.
then they talked again about the videos and the fact that Alexis was using this as leverage, and like she was basically blackmailing Shannon about the release of the videos. And Alexis was trying to defend herself, saying, "Well, you know, it wasn't John that was doing it. I did that by accident, and it wasn't something intentional."
She
And
brought
oh,
it up
bullshit.
not one time, but like
Multiple times.
40 times, let's say. Let's ballpark it at that. She's full of shit, honestly.
Totally. Yeah, I agree.
When she left, Shannon had to take a little bit of a break. And Andy was like, looked over at Tamara and he's like, you were quiet the whole time. You let them do their thing. You let them, talk. And because this whole season, she honestly, like, if Alexis wasn't the villain, it would have been Tamara. She was awful to Shannon this season,
Yeah,
but
she
it
was.
seems like she is trying to turn somewhat of a page, a new chapter, and I guess she's going to
She's
therapy and shit like that.
turned new chapters in the past, though,
She
too,
has,
right? You
oh,
know, remember when she
and
was re I know,
but you know what?
baptized and
They did a really nice little Shannon and Tamara, got
hugged it
together and
out.
hugged, and they said, we haven't fully hashed this out, but I saw you looked at me, you gave me this look, and I know you, Tamara, and this is kind of what I understood from that. And I don't know, some people just have weird relationships where it was just this look when they went from 0 to 100 just with one look. But it was nice to see them actually kind of I fucking poor Shannon after that. But okay, you know what? There's two women on the couch, Jen and Katie, who I guess now they're really the only two people who are friends with
Alexis.
Alexis. And I really can't imagine, personally, even if I was friends with Alexis, sitting on that couch, watching that whole thing play out, and still being like, I want to be friends with this girl.
And defending her, yeah, no.
Well, Katie will. They're a good match for each other.
I don't understand it, and I can't say I agree with it. In my opinion, after this episode, watching Alexis, I think she's a total moron, and I have to say a total asshole too,
But did you, but
because
you're right, but did
wasn't
you?
nice.
No, it wasn't nice, but did you see right at the very end, they finished the reunion and then they had this big scene. It said 36 hours later. And then all of a sudden it was Heather, Tamara, Shannon, Gina, and Emily. No Jen and no Katie. They all meet and they start talking about the fact that
And no Alexis.
no
Of
Alexis.
course, no Alexis.
Yeah, no Alexis.
Fuck.
But they were talking about that dinner, that really big dinner where Tamara lost her shit. And they all went out for dinner afterwards with Alexis and John. And John mentioned the fact that he heard the crash and that his daughter went out to check on Shannon. And then they were talking about that. I thought it was going to be a bigger bomb, but it wasn't that big of a bomb.
But at least it's now it's an understanding for
For sure.
Shannon.
Yeah, for sure. And that Shannon really wasn't an evil kind of villain. She did something stupid. Like let's be honest. Like she did a really stupid thing, but it's not like she had ill intent or anything, or that she was trying to, character assassinate John, or that she was doing anything in spite of John. It was just one of those, it was a fight. It was an awful fight.
Oh, also, in that fight, we never hear any what she had said to him. We just know that he called her a drunken idiot. And so that's a, character assassination against her, whether, your opinions or not. But we actually never really know what Shannon had done to him. But really, if you're that drunk, it's I don't know if John was drunk too, but he should have just been like, come and s you need to sleep this off, lady.
Well,
Get in here.
chances are he was probably drunk too, right? Because
I don't
they
know.
drink together.
Yeah, they
She
do.
wouldn't be sitting there drinking.
No. So she had gone out to dinner
Oh, okay.
on her own, and she showed up at his house at around 11 o'clock. She was drunk. They had a argument, and she drove off.
Well, that's the story. I can't even remember because it's like so
Yeah, I can't
boring to
remember
me.
either.
Yeah. And it's been picked apart in so many different ways. But what man, has this argument, believes, oh, she's, a danger to herself and to others and da 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 da, and making these statements like this and being like, oh, there's a big crash. This was so loud. I'm gonna send my daughter. What man does
So
that?
stupid.
That's stupid. Like, come on. Oh, whatever. But yeah, they all get together to go and talk about that. And I agree, Spice. I thought it might have been a little bit of a bigger reveal. But I mean, now at least we kind of have a little bit of closure. And now I don't think we'll be able to talk about this, or at least we're not going to hear too much about it anymore because they were talking about in the reunion, Alexis, like, oh, well, you can offer the 75 now and a non-disparagement agreement because John wanted to wait till after the season had premiered to do the non-disparagement agreement because he wanted to be able to speak back to you and like defend himself and whatever. But you can't do that with a mutual non-disparagement agreement. We also get some clarification. It was a mutual non-disparagement agreement. So Shannon can't talk shit and John can't talk shit. She offered that plus a full amount. He declined because he wanted to be able to, and Alexis admits this. And this is also why, like, now I really hate Alexis because she admits what everyone was thinking. John wants to be able to come onto the show and talk shit about Shannon. Really, like, that's his end game. And she basically admits this. And Emily calls her out on it. If she were to, if they had have agreed at that time to the 75, like when she offered it, that 75 grand plus a mutual non-disparagement agreement, she would have not been able to say anything about John. So you could have ended it right then and there. But you chose not to because you wanted to come on to the show and talk shit about her. And she totally calls her out on it. And Alexis is like, well, yeah, that's what he wanted to do. Like, it's like, oh my God, you idiot. Like, oh, you're so dumb. And then she goes, they're sitting on the couch, and Alexis goes, well, Shannon, you can offer it now. And Shannon looks at her like, well, he's not gonna get the full amount from me now. Like, are you
Idiot.
crazy? Are you an idiot? Like, now, like, you, it went too far now because I offered it. That's not how negotiation works. Oh, now it's convenient for you? No. And we're probably not going to hear too much about this anymore because right after the reunion aired,
Ballot papers.
Shannon Bedore posted something on Instagram. It's a receipt, a wire transfer, and the like notes on it. It's a little bit blurry, but the notes on it, it says John Jansen settlement in full. It's a wire transfer of 60 grand. So she got to take a little bit of money off the top. And I'm sure with that, they also did a
Yeah,
non-disparagement
sure, for
agreement
sure.
too,
Yeah,
and
forward, of course.
mutual, which is really what it should be. They, and now it's over.
Thank
And
God.
if she didn't pay the full amount, of course, because Alexis, how stupid. They, honestly, John and Alexis were so stupid in this because how could you come on to TV and do all this stuff and show how evil you are, like your character and all that kind of stuff for the whole world to see? So
Ludicrous.
Shannon had posted that, so now we know. This is over and done with, but not so nice brought to my attention. Alexis had also posted something as well. I'm just trying to pull it up right now. Alexis Bellino, right? Maybe she has a new last name. Oh no, she's got that one still.
You got the receipts, sugar.
I've got the receipts. Okay, it's a selfie. It's a really great selfie. It's a big long caption.
Because she likes to talk lots.
Oh yeah, no kidding. They're lucky they don't limit you. I mean, she's lucky they didn't limit her on, you know, how much she could put for that caption, but she said, I just had a chance to watch the reunion of RHOC season 18, letting everyone know that I'm broken by this season. I was already broken by losing my mom 3 months prior to filming, so it was a difficult decision to sign back on. Yet I went in thankful it brought me out of bed and out of my depression. But now I have been beaten down so badly, so wrongly, and so many truths left out. So much left out on the cutting room floor that would have never brought out so much hate to me and my family. There are receipts, many, and they will be brought out this week.
Ooh.
The lawsuit only finalized because the opposition knew we had the receipts to bring out to court. She had to pay up because she would have lost in court. Yeah, she only paid 60 of the 75, but thank you for that 60. John gave you a discount. Thumbs up. The lie that someone paid for everything is squashed by the fact of what our forensic accountant did. 50K spent by John year one, then 380 over 3 years, then two loans of 75, which she finally had to pay because the evidence would have squashed her in court. Truth prevails. It's unfortunate that I didn't get the opportunity for these receipts to be shown at the reunion. Although they were brought by me and they were very available to be shown. So now John and I will bring them in our own voice. This is never how I would have thought or wanted it to happen. I also want it to be known that I never thought I'd be brought back to this season to be the villain. If I had known that, I never would have signed. I live in love, not anger, hate, or villainous. I truly lay awake every night wondering why it was portrayed this way. Unfortunately, this season made a hit show at my and John's expense. I thought my beating all season would finally advocated for at the reunion, and the truth would prevail. Sometimes God has a different plan. I will now use my own platform and my voice to share the truth with you because I do not live in toxicity, falsehoods, hateful behavior, victimhood, or lies. I signed on to reality, and now I will bring the reality to light. I will never act or become a victim. I will simply live with God and stand in truth. He always prevails. Hashtag stay tuned. That was 3 days ago. We're filming this on the Sunday after the reunion filmed. And I just love that they've settled this and she's still talking about their
Totally.
signing. I love it. It's like, we get it. You're an asshole. We get it. Like, we know. And for even, like, I think she needs to do some internal reflection because to be like, I can't believe they portrayed me as the villain. And it's like, can I read that caption back to Alexis?
Yeah, you know what? I'm so over her. I just hope
Yeah,
they don't
same.
bring her back as a friend or anything next year. I just
No, they
done.
won't.
Yeah, done.
Who was it? I think
I
it
don't
was
think
Emily
any.
who was walking out and she goes, God, I hope I never have to see her again.
Yeah.
And then what did she say? She said, I think every trash can has a
Has
lid,
a lid.
and John Jansen found his.
Yeah.
That was a
Heck
great
yeah, I
one.
like
That
that.
was
That was
great.
a good one. That's a good one.
But yeah, fucking awful. I think it'll be interesting next season. I don't think Katie will be invited back, to be
I
completely
hope not.
honest.
I can't stand her.
But it'll be interesting Jen's dynamic now, because if she still sticks with Alexis and like wants to be friends with her,
She might be out too.
she might be out because I can't imagine being in that group and being like, I'm okay with this. I condone this. I know. Oh, well, we'll see. Golden question. What are your predictions in terms of casting for next season?
Well, I think Not So Nice hit it on the head. I think Katie's out. Jen's a big question mark, I think. Whether Jen comes back or not really for me is irrelevant because I think if her storyline ran its course, I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. There's nothing really more I think that she could add to the show. If she came back, it wouldn't bug me, but whatever. The other ones are pretty tight and they're the ones that I want to see anyways. What do you think? Not So Nice?
I think definitely Alexis should never come back. I think Tamara's got to go.
Great.
I think Tamara has to go. She's run her course. That's it. Get the fuck out of there.
Well, she's in counseling. Maybe she'll get,
She's,
or
yeah,
seeing.
she's,
I know, I get it. She said that
yeah,
before.
she's done that before, said that before. She's changed, love, love, love. Fuck off. Like, she's the same. She's nasty.
She is
She's
nasty.
nasty. She's become very nasty, right? And it's just too much. It's too much. And they gotta, at some point, not allow that kind of shit behavior. Like that. I don't know. I just don't like some of it, right? Yeah.
Fair.
And yeah, Katie. Bye bye.
How about you, Suge?
I don't think Katie is gonna be coming back. She definitely made a quite a powerful enemy. And there's so many Heather fans out there that it's gonna be hard for her to get a great fan base after coming in and really just pissing her right off. The person who actually I really don't want to be coming back, like my personal opinion, is Alexis. because what she added to this season was just, it was boring, and in my opinion, it was mean. It was too much of all the same stuff. She didn't, even though she was, she was on the show before, it didn't really seem like she actually had relationships with any of the women.
No, she was a ditz before too.
And no, and again, in my opinion, I think what her and John did was malicious. So, and the way it was portrayed on the show and everything like that just furthers my opinion on that. So it, I don't really want to see her back. And the rest, they can come back. Yeah, no problem. Maybe throw in a few more new people, but I thought this was it was a really interesting season. And yeah, no, I was happy. And I think this is actually, as far as reunions go, this is a really entertaining one.
Yeah, it was good. Good.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice, not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.